AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Rockwell Automation closes 1.9% off its high as volume trails the breakout case. Rockwell Automation added 2.8% for the week and is up 29.8% over 12 weeks. But the latest advance came on 0.8 times 13-week volume, while the stock trades 49.0% above ShareMaestro fair value. Research brief. Rockwell Automation's weekly read is constructive but not one-way. The trend signal remains active. Price is 13.5% above the weekly trend line, and the stock sits in the top 5% of its 52-week range. The caution is participation. 2.9 million shares traded last week versus a 3.7 million 13-week average, leaving the near-eye move without heavy volume confirmation. Key points. 1. ROK closed at $459.3 on 12 June, up 2.8% for the week, and only 1.9% below its 52-week high of 468.1. 2. The trend signal is active with a 7-week active streak and 46 active weeks in the past 52, equal to 88.5% trend breadth for the stock. 3. Momentum is strongest on the 12-week view, where ROK is up 29.8%. versus 12.9% for U.S. industrials and 14.2% for U.S. specialty industrial machinery. 4. Volume was 2.9 million, or 0.8 times the 13-week average, and 0.7 times the 52-week average, so the latest push lacks stronger participation proof. 5. Valuation distance is a risk marker. The close is 49.0% above ShareMaestro fair value and 13.5% above the weekly trend line. Price action. Strong quarter, measured week. Rockwell Automation ended the week at $459.3, up 2.8%, keeping the stock near the top of its one-year range. The close is 94.7% of the way from the 52-week low of 301.1 to the high of 468.1, leaving only a 1.9% high-water gap. The short-term move is steadier than explosive. The four-week return is 2.7%, while the 12-week gain of 29.8% is the more important feature of the weekly tape. The price remains well above the ShareMaestro weekly trend line at $404.7, a 13.5% premium that keeps the regime constructive. It is also 49.0% above ShareMaestro fair value at $308.4, which confirms premium demand but raises the cost of disappointment if momentum cools or the sector softens. Signal state: constructive but not a fresh impulse. The ShareMaestro setup is a balanced read with a composite score of 66. The trend backdrop is active, activity pressure is positive at 0.61, and relative strength is positive at 10.00. That said, the signal panel does not show a fresh buy condition, so the evidence is more about trend persistence than a new acceleration phase. Market dynamics have improved over the past month, with activity pressure up 240.6% on the supplied read, and relative strength up 16.3%. The expectancy reading remains undecided at 53.59%, which tempers the otherwise constructive trend and relative strength picture. Sector and industry context. ROK is ahead on 12 weeks, not dominant on breadth. ROK outperformed its broader U.S. industrials group last week, gaining 2.8% versus the sector average of 1.3%. It also beat the U.S. specialty industrial machinery industry average of 1.9%. The stronger comparison is over 12 weeks. Rockwell's 29.8% return is more than double the industrial's average of 12.9% and ahead of the industry's 14.2%. The breadth backdrop is mixed. Across U.S. industrials, 52.0% of constituents have active weekly trend signals, while positive market dynamics and relative strength breadth sit below half at 45.0% and 48.0%. Within specialty industrial machinery, only 45.2% have active trend signals, and 37.0% show positive relative strength, although market dynamics breadth is healthier at 54.8%. ROK's own trend, market dynamics, and relative strength reads are all positive, placing it in better shape than much of its industry, even if it is not among the fastest four-week movers. The main weakness in the evidence is volume. Latest weekly volume was 2.9 million shares, below the 13-week average of 3.7 million and the 52-week average of 4.2 million. Earlier in the move, the 11.4% move to 8 May traded 6.2 million shares, showing that stronger participation has appeared before. The latest 2.8% gain, however, came without that level of confirmation. Risk is also slightly elevated relative to the one-year baseline. The 13-week weekly return volatility is 4.1% versus 3.3% over 52 weeks. The broader up-down profile remains favorable, with 33 positive weeks and 19 negative weeks in the past year, and average positive weeks of 2.7% versus average negative weeks of 2.5%. Watch whether price can stay near the 52-week high while volume improves above average, whether activity pressure stays positive, and whether the trend line at $404.7 remains a credible regime floor if the stock pulls back. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.